play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come see me in the movie, but then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fools ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
That was Buck Owens on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. This week, broadcasting from Dayton Hamvention in Dayton, Ohio, we'll have another soul and funk band from the Gem City coming up at the 2 o'clock hour, plus another special guest from here at the world's largest amateur radio convention, so-called at least. How do you verify that? What else? Oh, of course, PNS News for you at 2 o'clock.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the
Pittsburgh Pirates are hosting their division rivals, the St. Louis Cardinals, at PNC Park this weekend. Last night, the Cards beat the Pirates 5-3. The Buccos came back from a 5-0 deficit. They scored three runs in the seventh and eighth innings, but they could not quite close that gap. Zach Thompson was pulled after five innings and gave up five hits and one run. Bucks and Cards again tonight on the north side. Jose Quintana will get the call for the Buccos. Game time, 6:35. Pirates catcher Roberto Perez is out for the rest of the season. The team says Perez will need surgery to repair his injured left hamstring. Veteran Red Sox second baseman Trevor Story smashed three home runs and recorded seven RBIs to lead the Boston Red Sox to a 12-6 win over the Seattle Mariners at Fenway Park on Thursday. Elsewhere last night, Dodgers beat the Phillies 4-1, Braves over the Marlins 5-3, Diamondbacks with a 10-6 win over the Cubs, and the Detroit Tigers lost to the Cleveland Guardians 6-1.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Sunny and hot today with a high near 92. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy, 66. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Could be windy at times. Winds could gust as high as 21 miles per hour. Well, we all feel like that sometimes. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low of 50 on Sunday night. Partly sunny Monday, 70. Partly sunny Tuesday, 77. Wednesday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and a high near 81. From 1965, here's them and Van Morrison on Radio 9.
Wow, here it comes. Here comes the night. Here comes the night. Ooh, 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 yeah.
I could see right out my window, walking down the street, my girl with another guy. His arm around her like it used to be with me. Ooh, it makes me want to die. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, here it comes. Here comes the night. Here comes the night. Ooh, 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 yeah. There they go. It's funny how they look so good together. Wonder what is wrong with me. Why can I accept the fact she's chosen him and simply let them be? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, here it comes. Here comes the night. Here comes the night.
Thank you.
Them, featuring Van Morrison on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. This week's show is pre-recorded. Please, no phone calls. Save them for another time. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
I'm telling them lies exactly like she told me to. Yeah, 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 well, here it comes.
Proposed policies and candidates tied to false claims of election fraud have spread to Minnesota, and a new national report says the movement isn't slowing down ahead of this fall's vote.
A trio of voter rights groups issued findings into how state legislatures are trying to subvert elections, including more leeway to reject results, requiring partisan or outside audits, and shifting power away from election administrators. Some of these ideas have been floated by Minnesota Republicans, but are not likely to pass under the current balance of power. Still, Rachel Homer of Protect Democracy says simply proposing them poses a threat.
This is about everyone in support of democracy in both political parties really need to be standing against this movement towards autocracy.
Despite calls for unity, Republicans are seeing more candidates for statewide offices who either perpetuate the stolen election narrative or suggest current laws need restrictions they say would tighten election security. The Minnesota GOP recently endorsed such a candidate running for Secretary of State, an office that oversees elections. I'm Mike Moen.
Meantime, Vice President Kamala Harris met with abortion providers from Missouri and other restrictive states on Thursday to consider ways the Biden administration can protect and expand access to the full scope of reproductive health care.
Even before the leaked draft opinion indicating the Supreme Court intends to overturn Roe v. Wade, Missouri has had some of the most barriers to accessing abortions. For instance, there's only one abortion clinic because of state regulations. Harris says overturning Roe will be a major step backward for the U.S. and would open the door to further restricting fundamental rights.
The right to privacy that forms the basis of Roe is the same right to privacy that protects the right to use contraception and the right to marry the person you love, including a person of the same sex.
Last week, Harris presided over the vote in the U.S. Senate on the Women's Reproductive Health Act, which would codify Roe v. Wade. But Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and all of the Republicans in the chamber voted against it. I'm Lee Volke reporting.
Now from the Washington Post, President Biden hailed Finland and Sweden's decision to join NATO as a watershed moment in European security, saying the entry of two well-armed, robust democracies would strengthen the Western alliance at a time of acute tension with Russia. The Post reports as he welcomed the Nordic nations' leaders in the White House Rose Garden, Biden said their decision to follow President Putin's invasion of Ukraine to abandon a decades-old position of military non-alignment proved that a revived NATO could provide a strong counterweight. Biden added NATO is an alliance of choice, not coercion. This is PNS.
Thurber!
Oh, he's hideous!
I heard they shaved a gorilla.
Go, 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 gorilla, go, now go.
Hello.
rocking and rolling, getting us started here in this third hour, broadcasting this week from Dayton, Ohio. I'm at Dayton Amvention, which is the world's largest, or one of the world's largest, amateur radio conventions. And if you listened to this show before, you definitely know I'm an amateur. Coming up later this hour, did you know that you can talk to the astronauts on the International Space Station using ham radio? It's true, so stay tuned for that. Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting 88.3 WRCT. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugar in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering by going to spackbrothers.com or calling 412-362-SPAK. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. Hey, do you like the Beatles? Well, if you're listening to us on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, make sure to tune in every Saturday for the Tragical History Tour with Lisa B. Every Saturday at 6, Lisa digs in to Beatles legend and folklore, fact and fiction, to bring you the stories and the influences behind the song. She also talks about the band's long legacy. That's the Tragical History Tour with Lisa B. every Saturday at 6 on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. And these are the Beatles.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
Let it be, yeah. penny in my pocket, and I found a four-leaf clover, and I put it in my locket, wished on all the stars above me, and I caught the nearest rainbow. Gonna find someone to love me, gonna find someone to love. Well, I tossed a lot of nickels in a wishing well, and saved the fortunes that the fortune cookies tell. I got a lucky penny and a mustard seed, but a warm and tender love is all I need. And I want a love that lingers and is stronger through and through. So I'm gonna cross my fingers that I find the boy to love me true. And I'm gonna love him too. Well, I tossed a lot of nickels in a wishing well, and saved the fortunes that the fortune cookies tell. I got a lucky penny and a mustard seed, but a warm and tender love is all I need. And I want a love that lingers and is stronger through and through. So I'm gonna cross my fingers that I find the boy to love me true.
Music. WRCT.
She knows I am true, but what she don't know is I'm true to only you. Tell me where does it stop? Does he know? To your side in the darkness where unfaithfulness must hide, knowing I'll forever taste all the tears I'll put upon my children's face before I say I want you for the rest of my life. What are we gonna do about your husband? About my wife, shouldn't we stop and look around? Let's think about the heart
we'll be breaking.
And though we want each other, need each other, and we love each other, think about the move we are making. Baby, don't you cry.
Your music.
wonderful weekend.
Oldies on Radio 9 at 2:22. Much more music time. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me. A reminder, no phone calls. This week's show is transcribed for release at this more convenient time. I'm in Dayton, Ohio this week attending Hamvention, and this event is huge. Annually attracts anywhere between 20,000 to 30,000 people. Of course, was canceled in 2020 and 2021, but is back this year. If you want more information about it, you can go to hamvention.org. We will be talking to one of the exhibitors a little bit later in the show.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Sunny and hot today, high near 92. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, low of 66. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, high of 82. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday night, mostly cloudy, 50, partly sunny Monday, 70, Tuesday, partly sunny, 77. Chance of showers on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, and a high near 81. Since I'm in Dayton, I've been trying to play some artists who got their starts here in the Gem City back in 1971 or so. Two funk and soul bands merged. They were originally called the Nomads and the Young Underground. They felt they needed a new name, so they called themselves the Ohio Lakeside Express, and they signed to Motown. Just as Motown started to go downhill, so a couple of years later, they shortened their name to Lakeside, and they moved to ABC Records, had their first hit single in 1978, and in 1980, they took this, one of the early rap records, to number one on the R&B charts, number 55 on the pop charts. Here's Lakeside with Fantastic Voyage on Radio 9.
Hey, come on, come along, take a ride, there's a party over there that ain't no job. It's live, it's all the way live, don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive, just slide, slide, slippity slide, just forget about the troubles in your 9 to 5, and just sail on,
that's what you do,
just sail on. Now the dude's so fucking, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Stank.
I'm
slide. Just forget about the troubles in your 9 to 5 and just sail along.
That's what you do,
just sail along. Now the dude's so funky, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Stank. If you're ready to party and you want to get down, bring your ma, your pa, and Brother James Brown. Bring Auntie M and Toto too, and all the party people to do their due. We'll dance a party till the early light and say, hey, we're feeling all right. So come on, take a ride. There's a party over there that ain't no lie. We're leaving here in a cloud of smoke, and that's all, folks.
Ohio Lakeside with their 1980 hit Fantastic Voyage. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. This week broadcasting from Hamvention in Dayton, Ohio. Coming up at 3 p.m. Saturdays over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies on the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien. You are tuned right now to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. It's 2:30. This is Fats Domino.
I got a whole lot of love. I got a whole lot of love for you. I got a whole lot of for you. Whole lot of for you. I got a whole lot of kisses for you. I got a whole lot to do. A whole lot to do. And I'm so glad to see you.
Get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college. This is beyond a simple donation. It's the opportunity for America to invest in its kids and take an active stake in the future of the country. The return on your investment isn't money. What you get back is knowing you protected our potential. So one day, that potential can grow up to become surgeons and architects, executives and engineers. People who can change the future just by being a part of it. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody, this is Ned Liberecki with the Becky Buller Band, and whiskey before breakfast, usually not such a good idea, unless you're doing it with Mando Richard. Thanks for listening.
Won't you enjoy some whiskey before breakfast with me, Mando Richard? Sunday, just after 8 a.m., Tuesday, just after 1 p.m., and Wednesday, right after 5 p.m., right here on the new sound of the Mon Valley, Chief City Online Radio.
The world is alive with music, that's very clear, and it will magically appear when your radio is near.
Paradise Sweet Meat Treats, purveyors of pork-like products to the Tri-Counties, proudly present Jay Thurber.
living in the weekend. Listening's great.
On every tree there sits a bird, singing a song of love. The song of love is a sad song.
Tell everybody your name and what group you're with.
I'm Rosalie White. I'm Kilo One Sierra Tango Oscar, and I'm part of the amateur radio on the International Space Station program.
Hams have been going into space for a long time. I think a lot of the original American astronauts were amateur radio operators, and I think it's been, what, has it been 50 years since the first amateur radio satellite went up?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about satellite areas, but we have had astronauts who were licensed, not too many in the early years, mm-hmm. but in the space shuttle years, we were actually considered to be a frequent flyer. And some of the science programs were jealous of us because the astronauts enjoyed talking with kids to get them interested in STEM so much. And every astronaut I've ever met has been very much into trying to entice kids into studying whatever it is their passion is, because astronauts can be all kinds of things in their careers before deciding to try to become an astronaut.
What are some of the activities that you have here at your table? This is one of those few rare occasions when I wish it was TV so I could show people what you're demonstrating here, but what are some of the things that you're showing off here?
Well, since the shuttle days, we've been able to allow students to talk to astronauts directly through amateur radio when they were in their shuttles. Or then NASA said to us, if you want to be on the space station, you better get one world team, because right now you're a U.S. team because of the shuttle, but now we're going to have the whole world involved.
Okay.
So we put together, Frank and I put together a team of international and sent them a letter and said, you know, we're going to put together a team so that we can have ham radio on the space station. And NASA said they would host our first meeting if we got everyone to say yes, they'd come. And we did. And our first meeting was in 1996, November. And we met at Johnson Space Center, and we all signed an agreement that all of us would work toward having kids learn more about STEM through this program.
And so how often do people get to talk to the astronauts on a space station? I mean, they've got actual work to do. They've got experiments to do. They've got maintenance work to do. They've got all kinds of other things to do. When do amateur radio operators get to talk to the astronauts?
Okay, well, you're absolutely right that most of them have a 10-hour workday, and during their leisure time, they give up some of that time to talk to the kids.
Okay.
And sometimes they'd rather be looking out at our beautiful planet. Sometimes they'd rather be writing letters to their kids. Sometimes they would like to take photographs, but they do, and I would use the term, give up their time to talk with kids because it's a passion for them. And some of them love to rag chew, just like hams. You know, some hams don't like to rag chew. They'd rather build antennas or build kits or just see what kind of DX station they can make, they can contact. But other people like to rag chew. So there are some astronauts who like to rag chew.
For rag chew, for the uninitiated, it means just having a conversation about anything from the weather to kids to politics to whatever it is that's not technically oriented. We're talking with Rosalie White from Amateur Radio on the International Space Station. So how do people get involved? How do they get a chance to talk to the astronauts?
Well, and to finish that one part is that we have an astronaut on board right now who's from Europe, and his name is Shell, and it's spelled K-J-E-L-L because it's a type Scandinavian name. And he actually talked to a couple of hams after a school contact a couple weeks ago. So they do occasionally, even if they're not rag chewers or like to gab, they still will talk to hams. But of course, he probably had something on his schedule that he had to do next.
Right.
But you asked, let's see, what kinds of things we do.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so once a week we have a school that, or a youth group, youth organization, that gets to talk with the astronauts on board, and that's all over the world. So it could be U.S. school, it could be any place in the world. And the schools or education groups have to submit an educational proposal saying what they're going to do to work with the kids on STEM. It could be any kind of science, technology, engineering, or math. It doesn't have to be just space science. But we ask that the teacher teach a little bit about space, which NASA has tons of lessons on their website, and about radio, which, of course, ARRL and even ARIS has some lesson plans. And then a group of teachers select schools with the best proposals.
Gotcha.
And we have windows twice a year. And we have usually 8 to 12 schools that get selected, or youth groups. And it has to be the whole school or a big youth group. So if it were scouts, it would be like for maybe a district jamboree or a state jamboree, something like that. That's our main thing. But in the past few years, we've spread our wings, and we now have education programs. And you can see some of those things here on the table. We have one called Sparky.
Mm-hmm.
We have one called Stereo. And we have one called Star. And each one's a little bit different in its aspects, but they all involve amateur radio and a little bit of space, but a lot of science.
I should do this, ARISS.org, for more information about ARIS. And also there's a link on there to click for hosting a contact in the United States. Okay. Hey, thank you very much, Rosalie White. And you work for the ARRL?
I used to. I used to. Now I'm their delegate to ARIS.
Okay.
And I'm very totally inundated with helping ARIS however I can.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Jay Thurber. More music now.
I woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
The Birds on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, a show that's been for the birds for a long time, winding down this special broadcast from Dayton Hamvention to Dayton, Ohio. And if you want more information about the convention, you can visit hamvention.org. Very little ham, actually, here. Some pork, but not a whole lot of ham. Special thanks to the Dayton Amateur Radio Association for putting on this great event, which is one heck of a lot of work. And it's nice to be back here after the last two conventions were canceled due to COVID-19.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Pirates hosting their division rivals at PNC Park this weekend, the St. Louis Cardinals. Last night, the Cards beat the Pirates 5-3. Buccos came back from a 5-0 deficit. They scored three runs in the 7th and 8th, but they could not quite finish the deal. Zach Thompson was pulled after five innings. He gave up five hits and one run. Bucks and Cards again tonight on the north side. Jose Quintana expected to get the call for the Buccos. Game time, 6:35. Last night, the Padres over the Giants, 8-7. The A's over the Angels, 4-2. Brewers beat the Nationals, 7-0. Dodgers over the Phillies, 4-1. Braves over the Marlins, 5-3. Diamondbacks with a 10-6 win over the Cubbies. And the Detroit Tigers lost to the Cleveland Guardians, 6-1. Ross Colton scored a point-blank shot in the final seconds to lead the Tampa Bay Lightning to a dramatic 2-1 win Thursday night over the Florida Panthers in Game 2 of their Stanley Cup playoff series. That stunner came with only 4 seconds remaining in the game on Thursday at FLA Live Arena in Sunrise, Florida. Sunny and hot today, high near 92. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy skies overnight, low 66. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, high near 82. Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low around 50. Partly sunny Monday, 70. Partly cloudy Monday night, 49. Partly sunny on Tuesday, with a high near 77. Wednesday, chance of showers, cloudy skies, high near 81.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking, then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was, he was, yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Well, that theme song means it's just about time to make like a tree and get the heck out of here. I'd like to thank my guest this week, talking to me from Dayton Hamvention. Especially thank my good friend Dan Molesky for putting up with this nonsense. And thank you for listening. Don't forget to find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. And remember, until next week, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water if nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one a hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
The blossoms still cling to the vine. I'll taste your strawberries. I'll drink your sweet wine.
A million tomorrows shall all pass away. There I forget all the joy that is mine today.